Thank you for coming into this circle this evening. This is a time for you to rest and to surrender and to let go. So may we begin that together by simply taking a deep breath and moving our energy from our thoughts to our breath, our focus inward. Again, together, let's breathe consciously, breathing ourselves into the now and into some time to really step back, lean back, give up, yield, and put it all in His hands. Again, let's breathe together. And coming into an evening where our theme tonight is about commitment, and primarily commitment to love. It has been said that until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves also. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from this one decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. Oh my, the power of commitment. Making the decision means that we step out, not with one foot, but with all of us. Both feet, both hands, one brain, one heart, one soul. And this commitment that we are going to meditate on tonight and sing about and rest in is the commitment to love. Commitment to love. Commitment to embrace and to open up the way for this indwelling splendor to come forth as our thoughts, our words, our actions, our life, with this theme, committing ourselves to divine love. Opening ourselves to this presence of great love that is in each of us. Again, watch your breath. Being fully aware and present in this now moment. Again, inhaling with awareness. Letting go of everything but this focus on the breath. In this meditation on love, acknowledging this presence of love that's closer than our own breath that we are watching. That our whole being is this very substance of love that we do not recognize or acknowledge. Consciously breathe. And so we are going to abandon our old ideas and begin anew. And acknowledge right now, right where I am, is this love. I don't have to struggle for love, to give it or to receive it. For my soul is filled with divine love. So we breathe that reality in. And we breathe it into our whole life and all of our affairs. Acknowledging that I am surrounded by divine love. Let yourself experience or sense that this is the truth. That where I am, this love I radiate. It is a peace and a wholeness that goes to the whole world through me. I am conscious of this love. I am conscious divine love. And I breathe this love in, and I breathe it out. I breathe in this love that is God, and I acknowledge that there is nothing in existence but God and His expressing His love. This divine love is expressing in and through all beings. This is the truth, and it is right here, right now, within and without. Breathing in this love. And acknowledging that this love is the actual nature of my being. I am the embodiment of divine love. I am a lamp of divine love radiating to all I meet and to all those I think of. For I accept that divine love is the reality. And with this love that I am, I forgive. I forgive everything that I felt needed to be forgiven. Positively, everything. Divine love releases me from the past and places me in the now. I am the embodiment of divine love, and this love fills my heart, and all is well. All is well. So right now, I radiate love. The love of God in me to the whole universe, excluding no one and including myself. I am committed to love. I experience this love of the divine. And I express divine love, for I am committed to this love. This love is the healing influence and the power in this universe and in my life. I am committed to love, to being divine love in action. Selfless love in every thought, every word, every motive. I am committed. I am committed to love. Breathe all of this in, your intention, commitment. Providence moves too. The imprisoned splendor relies upon our acknowledgement. And opening a way to pour this love into our lives and the lives of others. It is our Dharma. It is the way. It is the truth. It is God.